Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Luckett Peters. Guess all of you will have a wonderful weekend ahead because there is plenty of cricket for your viewing pleasure. I mean, let's keep it very simple. Let's start off what's happening today. Today in Dumbulla, Sri Lanka will have a challenge playing in the second T20. But all that we are trying to state right now is Sri Lanka needs to get their act right. We are expecting a few changes in the team that Sri Lanka will put out in the park today. I don't have any specific information, but all that I can say is that they have to be at their top if they need to beat Pakistan, because so far Pakistan seem to be the bosses of the T20 version against Sri Lanka. We'll sincerely hope that Mother Nature will give an opportunity for the players to get on the park, because so far the weather in Dumbulla has been pretty grey. Lots of rain yesterday. Let's hope that the rain will keep away from Dumbulla, because the Department of Meteorology has confirmed that it'll be pretty cloudy in Dumbulla this evening, and 40% rain is expected. Let's hope that things will be better. Right then, let's just quickly run through the Ashes series. England will be very disappointed that they were completely outplayed in the Ashes, because they lost the fifth and the final Ashes test at Sydney Cricket Grounds by 5 wickets. Lots of criticism. But what the experts say is there's been one outstanding player in Joe Root, who averaged 44 plus 4 runs in the 5 test matches, scored 400 plus runs, and had his drought of centuries in England, in Australian conditions erased, because he made 2 centuries in this particular test series. So well played to Joe Root, fantastic right-hand batter, and he's been a cut above the rest. Harry Brook also had an excellent outing in the Ashes series, making 359 runs. So the middle order looks a little bit set. But the concern is the opener, Zach Crawley and Ben Duckett, not coming out well to give the impetus for the middle order and the top order to get into scoring big runs, especially when they bat up front. So these are areas that England will have to address. They've been completely outplayed. But then, leaving the test aside, it's now time for England to concentrate on the white ball series, the World Cup. Okay, they are going to have a tester against Sri Lanka when they tour for a series before the T20 World Cup. So all that and more will keep you updated. Then another important fixture on our cards is the WIPL, the Women's Indian Premier League, gets underway today, and the long opener is Mumbai Indians versus Royal Challengers Bangalore. This is going to be a traditional rival. Smriti Mandana will be captaining the Bangalore side, while Hamran Kaur, the national captain, will captain Mumbai Indians. So that's something that we can look forward to. Against Pakistan gets underway at Dumbulla at 7 o'clock in the evening, while the Indian Premier League gets underway at 7:30. The Indian women's version of the IPL, that is Mumbai Indians versus Royal Challengers Bangalore at 7:30. So that is exciting, that's for sure. Then let's go across now to Zimbabwe and Namibia, because remember I made mention on my earlier podcast, the 50 over under 19 World Cup Championship scheduled to get underway on the 15th of January. Basically, today there'll be a warm up game between England and New Zealand. Those of us who are looking for young talent of the future need to follow this game, because the reports I have is both New Zealand and England have some excellent players. Right, that's about wraps up our cricketing news today. We also keep ourselves focused and give you more updates coming up shortly on club rugby here in Sri Lanka, which is now underway. So we'll have more news on club rugby for all of you on our podcast tomorrow. In the meantime, I'll take this opportunity of wishing all of you a very blessed weekend and looking forward to saying hi to you again tomorrow. In the meantime, let me spin you a record for your listening pleasure.